The recall effort against Scott Walker began last year after critics said candidate Walker in 2010 did not disclose his plans for a collective bargaining crackdown. But in the last few days, Walker has been trying to put the heat on Milwaukee Mayor Barrett to talk about the Democrats' proposal for future budget balancing. Walker did so again at a Monday press conference in Oconomowoc.
Today is the 33rd day since the mayor of Milwaukee was first asked what he would do with the budget. He has failed to answer that in the 33 days that had passed, and I think the reason for that's real simple. Either he doesn't have a plan, or more likely he has a plan, he just doesn't want to share that with the voters.
Barrett, speaking after a campaign event in Milwaukee, said part of his budget balancing plan would be to increase tax revenues by focusing on job growth, including green jobs.
Obviously, we would do something significantly different from the way he's done it. For example, we would not turn our back on clean energy, which resulted in the cancellation or suspension of 7 wind projects in the state that had a value of approximately $1.2 billion. And also as a result of that, 750 to 900 construction jobs were lost. We would work with the Obama administration to get funding for high-speed rail here, in particular that corridor between Milwaukee and Chicago.
Barrett says he also wants to work with small businesses, farmers, high-tech, and biotech firms. But he says any state financial incentives should be tied to actual job creation. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.